Your questions, your health. This is Mind Matters.
Hello, welcome to My Sahana's another edition of Mind Matter podcast. My Sahana means my fortitude or patience in Sanskrit. My Sahana is a 501(c) certified non-profit organization dedicated to reducing stigma and bringing awareness of mental health to the South Asian community. Please visit mysahana.org for more information about My Sahana and listen to the podcast on various topics and also subscribing to our monthly newsletter. My name is Varsha Pense and I'm your host for this podcast. Today's topic is use of sounds in yoga to improve mental health. Today we have Shubhangi Kulkarni with us. Shubhangi is a founder and wellness coach at Millennium Yoga. She focuses on wellness, especially on stress management across all age groups. You can read more about her at millenniumyoga.com. Shubhangi, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Varsha, for having me.
We did a podcast earlier about yoga and mental health in general. Mm-hmm. But today we want to focus on how saying different sounds affect mental health.
Sure.
I have often heard sounds like Om, Ma. I mean, what are those sounds and how are they associated with yoga?
The sounds are always a part of yoga and they are part of what we call as Nada Yoga. As I mentioned in my previous podcast, yoga is a scientific system to improve holistic health. Mm-hmm. And we have asanas, poses, movements, breathing techniques, some hand gestures and also some sounds. In Ashtanga Yoga, in meditative practices, we use all these sounds and they are part of yoga.
Okay. How these sounds are associated with like religion, or are they associated with the Hindu religion?
The answer is both yes and no. Let me explain why I'm saying yes. These sounds are part of yoga itself, means they come from Hindu religion and Hindu philosophy, because yoga is part of Hindu religion.
That's
it
correct.
Has its origin in Hindu religion. For example, Om is considered as the first sound that is generated when Big Bang happened.
Right.
And the universe was created. So Om to the Hindus represents the higher self. So they are likely to see and hear it and experience this sound as a religious sound. Mm. But for non-Hindus, Om can be heard just as a form of sound energy, having some frequency and some wavelength. If one can enjoy any sound,
right,
and if it can be looked as a kind of a universal musical note,
mm-hmm,
then it doesn't really matter which religion.
Right,
that is
correct.
From.
Yeah.
Like if you enjoy Hakuna Matata,
yes,
then you enjoy it as a sound,
right,
you know. And if you are a kind of a left brain person, then you may enjoy additional information that it is coming from Swahili and it means no worries.
Right.
But to others, I mean, it is just a sound.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Yes, it sounds nice.
Yeah. Now with that, I have a question. How do these affect body and mind? And is there any particular age group which is benefited more over the other?
Mm-hmm. They definitely affect body and mind.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk about how do they affect the body.
Right.
First. When you say these sounds, actually, you have to use your lungs to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
So first you inhale and you say these sounds while exhaling.
Right.
So when you say these sounds, you are using your full lung capacity. So you,
uh-huh,
are improving your respiratory system. It is very beneficial for allergy and asthma patients too.
Okay.
And it is very logical that if your respiratory system, you know, improves or benefits, then it benefits the other systems too.
Right.
Now, sound is a form of vibration. So when you say it and when it reaches your eardrums, it reaches your brain. and one energy can get transformed into other. So these sound waves, they are able to affect your pituitary gland, which is in the brain.
Uh-huh.
And you may look at it as, you know, it triggering the good secretions
from
pituitary.
Yeah, I understand.
And that in turn affects your brain, your nervous system, as well as endocrine system.
Okay. So any particular age group, I mean, would you recommend, or like who should say, who should not, or anything like that?
Generally, all these simple sounds, they could be practiced by anyone.
Okay.
Actually, some of the sounds, they are, I recommend them especially to the kids.
Uh-huh.
Because I work with kids and parents come to me for improving the focus and concentration. So there are certain sounds that improve focus and concentration, because they calm down the brain cells and the nervous system. So yes, they could be practiced across all age groups, and they are very safe to practice.
Right, yeah, that was my actual main concern.
Mm-hmm.
Can you recommend any particular sound for, let's say, stress-related issues like BP, anxiety?
Mm-hmm. All these stress-related disorders are very common, and the bad thing is the stress is even coming to the kids. So sometimes the kids, when you talk to them, you realize that they are very stressed too. So yes, they could be very effective. And you mentioned Om in the beginning.
Right.
Om is actually a combination of three sounds, A, U, and M.
Oh.
And as you are asking me about BP, which is mainly a stress-related
right.
disorder, let me focus on the M part of the Om.
Okay.
A sound focuses on the lower part of the body. U sound focuses on the middle part of the body, from belly button up to the throat.
Heart region.
Heart region. And M sound is focuses more on the head region and the mouth cavity. And that's why I would like to focus on saying M.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you to say it, because even if I instruct and even if you listen, I'm sure you will be able to say it. It is that simple.
Okay.
So, are you ready to try?
Sure, yeah, I am.
So, sit comfortably, see that your back is straight.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, then you will use your full lung capacity. Make sure that your index fingers are touching the thumbs, so that you press the nerves at the, right.
Not hard thumb. Pressing, just touching.
Just touching.
Okay.
And let me give you here a simple analogy, and I think our listeners would be able to relate to it. All these sounds, everybody has experienced listening to the instrument.
Yes.
And any musical instrument, especially string instrument, the musician plugs the strings at particular
notes
points.
And
yes,
that's
notes.
Correct.
And then when the string is plucked, the other strings pick up the vibrations. So when you are sitting in this pose, actually you are pressing nerves at certain points.
Okay.
And when you will say some sounds, think of, you know, the all the nerves in your body like musical strings, and they will resonate with that frequency, and then your entire body will get the benefit.
I think this analogy is very effective in understanding.
Yes. So when you are sitting in this pose, I would like you to inhale fully, and while exhaling, what you are going to do is you are going to say, make a kind of a B sound, like sound.
Okay.
So inhale fully. Wow, great. You have a good lung capacity. Now let me ask you, where do you think you felt the vibrations of that muscle?
It's sort of like mouth, and you know, maybe like the forehead area sort of.
And that is where the location of the M sound is. Like when you make a M sound, you vibrate your throat region, meaning you are getting good effect on your thyroid. And also, and you mentioned the mouth cavity, we do feel the vibrations in the palate region.
Right.
And through the palate, they go to the brain, energizing all the brain cells and calming them down.
Okay.
So, To answer your question, MER sound is very effective for all stress related disorders. So I would highly recommend this sound for BP patients. They
Great.
Can say it and they can get the benefit of.
So would you like kind of prescribe the MER sound, or how often it should be practiced, or when it should be practiced? I mean, is there any particular time or associated with that? I mean, can you explain it more?
Ideally, these are kind of natural sounds which you are making.
Right.
So, I will not say any particular time of the day or frequency, but if you link it to your routine, like if you do this in the beginning of the day and maybe before going to bed, then you know, your entire day will be peaceful, or whenever it is necessary. Because you can just say it maybe 2-3 times. If you have more time, you can say it maybe 5 times or 11 times. And as I said, whenever needed, like you are getting ready for a presentation and you are getting butterflies in the stomach, you are getting anxious, you know, maybe you can just go in a quiet room and then practice saying of
calm
sound.
Yourself.
It will calm down, because it does calm down your nervous system. We have a parasympathetic response of the nervous system and a sympathetic response. So whenever we are stressed, our sympathetic tone is up and we are anxious.
Yes.
So we need to bring that tone down, and MER sound definitely does that. So I will highly recommend it whenever it is needed.
Great. Thank you so much, Shubhangi, for explaining this, because you know, we have heard this sound OM, but I honestly did not know the deeper meaning of it. I mean, I am sure there is like a lot to it, but you definitely explained how it can help us to manage our stress.
And I would like to add the scientific fact, like it had been published in Lancet that they did the research that why this OM sound, and they came up with the finding that frequency of OM sound is very soothing to the brain cells. And it makes perfect sense that whatever frequency that is soothing to the brain cells, then brain cells are calmer, nervous system is calmer, and we are able to make good decisions, we are able to, you know, have clarity of thought. So it makes perfect sense, and research is going on, and maybe
that is correct.
We will get some concrete findings in
yes.
the coming next 5
right,
to 10
right.
years.
Right, yeah, because I've heard of research about music and mental health. So I'm sure this is part of it.
Definitely.
Shubhangi, thank you once again for being with us, and we really hope that you can come here and talk about different aspects of yoga for our listeners.
Sure, my pleasure. I would love to do that. Thank
right.
you so much for having me.
You're
and
welcome.
Thanks to my Sahana.
Thanks. So this is the conclusion of this podcast. Hope you have enjoyed listening to Shubhangi, and I'm sure we will all practice the MER sound and hope to calm our nerves. Thank you again. Please visit mysahana.org for more information about My Sahana and to listen to the previous podcasts. Thank you very much.
Mind Matters is a radio show produced by My Sahana. To learn more about My Sahana, visit www.mysahana.org.